KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. We are your hosts, Adam Gardner, and here with me is Leah Murray. You know, Leah, there is a lot going on in the world today. We've talked a little bit about Ukraine in past shows. We've talked about the conflict in Israel and Gaza. And I mean, all over the world, you have crazy things happening in Africa. You have stuff happening in Myanmar and Thailand. And it seems to me that if you look around protests on campus here in the United States, that the world is a little bit on fire.
Yeah.
And we seem to talk about like peace through strength and you know, who's a hawk and who's an isolationist. And those are kind of the lenses that we view the world here in the United States. And so I think there's some other options that are kind of available to the American public.
Do you feel like, Adam, so again, I'm an American politics person, which you know, because you took my classes. But like, I feel like if you took international relations classes, they would talk about hard power, which maybe you were just referencing. Right. But another concept is soft power, right? Which is not peace through strength, but maybe peace through, you know, handshakes, right? Like yeah. Peace through conversation.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We have kind of an expert in the field right here in the state of Utah, Felicia Maxfield Barrett, who is the CEO of Utah Global Diplomacy. Felicia, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Hey, I want to know, Felicia, we've been talking a little bit about hard power versus soft power. First of all, kind of, can you explain to our listeners what's the difference?
Yeah. So, you know, hard power is what most people think about when it comes to diplomatic relations. It's your ambassadors, your embassies, your diplomat. It's the formal negotiations. It's the following a protocol, you know, which is absolutely critical and important to national security in our country and here in Utah. You know, but what often gets overlooked is the value of soft power. And soft power is that everyday interaction that we have here as Americans with those around the world. And it takes so many forms. I mean, it could be exchange students coming over. It could be cultural programs like dance or music or sports diplomacy. You know, for us specifically with Utah Global Diplomacy, we host professional and cultural and international exchange programs. And so what that looks like in all reality is we get these delegations from around the world. They come to Utah on these different themed programs that run anywhere from business to government to religion, journalism, teacher and education. And we match them up with people in Utah who are doing similar work so that they can just meet each other and shake hands and sit down together and explore what is working here for us in Utah and could it be a benefit to those individuals in their own countries. But the key to that is that it's that shaking of the hand. It's that putting a face to all of these big issues that we are addressing and just getting to know each other and talk to one another. So in other words, soft power is it's the long game for the State Department.
I love that. And I was also thinking in your list, I feel like the soft power, when you were saying it's like bringing arts, but like sports, right? So I immediately was thinking the Olympics and the role that Utah has in hosting all sorts of athletes from all over the world. Are you all involved with that? And if you are, to what extent are you? And what does that look like?
Yeah, so not formally involved with the Winter Olympics, but as we are preparing as a state and a city to welcome the world once again back to Utah, you know, what we're thinking through is how do we dispel some of these stereotypes that either we have about countries from around the world or vice versa, you know, countries coming to Utah. And, you know, I remember back in when we hosted the first Olympics, the big thing was, okay, we've got to find Utah on the map. You know, we want to prepare people from around the world that they already know where Utah is on the map and they're excited to come back. And that we have a community of citizen diplomats right here in Utah that are really excited to welcome the world once again with that cultural sensitivity.
Oh, I think that's great. You know, it reminds me, I'm not a well-traveled man. right? I have been to St. George and back. but it reminds me one time I went to China on a...
I feel like you're well-traveled if you've been to China. I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to question you.
Yeah, the only place I've been to in Europe is Ukraine, and the only place I've been to in Asia is China. So it's kind of an interesting world perspective.
Yeah.
If it's a hotbed, I want to be there. So what was really interesting is we hear Congress talking so much about China being an adversary, and certainly the government and the CCP, they are our adversary. And we can do that in a different segment. But what was great was when I got to go to China with other congressional staffers and meet Chinese folks and just shake their hands in the town square, in shops, and talk to them. It's kind of, it really softens your position on the people. Like, we can't just be talking about government versus government all the time. We really have to focus that there are people that live in these countries, and a lot of times they don't agree with their leaders. And in some countries that are authoritarian, you can't actually say that.
Right.
And so how do you find these groups from other countries? How do you find these folks that want to come here?
That's an excellent observation. And, you know, so many times we hear that adversary conversation around China versus the U.S. And, you know, again, going back to that hard diplomacy or that strong diplomacy of government to government relations, where we exist is that people to people connections. And we hear it so often that people aren't always their governments. Hard diplomacy will cease or has got very strict relations, the people-to-people connections are always going to be there. I mean, you just go onto any social media platform and you can immediately start talking to somebody from a different country. And so it really is thinking about, well, our guiding principle is the idea, it's citizen diplomacy, and that's the concept that we all have the right, even the responsibility, to shape U.S. foreign relations, and we do it that one handshake at a time. So for us, our exchange programs come through the U.S. State Department. It's through the Bureau of Education and Cultural Affairs. You know, our flagship program is the International Visitor Leadership Program. And embassies from around the world are identifying people in their countries and their communities who get invited by our government to come here as a cohort. And they're actually in the United States for about a month. They always start in Washington, D.C., but then we're part of this larger network that belongs to an organization in D.C. called Global Ties U.S. There's about 90 of us across the United States. And so these delegations are going to different city stops because Utah's Utah. We're not Miami. We're not Seattle, right? We're Utah. And so the idea is these delegations need to have a really good, diverse understanding of what America has to offer. And so we just submit proposals in and we get selected. And then we're that host organization that sets up all of their meetings and their cultural activities and try to foster that, you know, case study scenario so that they can see what's working for us here in Utah. And then they're moving on to the next city and seeing what happens there. And then our hope is that we have such an incredible impact that when they go back to their countries, they go, you know, that was a really good idea that they were doing in Utah. How do we do our version of that program in our own country? And that's the global impact that our work has.
Felicia, this was a great segment. I really appreciate it. I didn't know anything about Utah global diplomacy before this conversation.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I really want to thank you. That was Felicia Maxfield Barrett, CEO of Utah Global Diplomacy. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
And this was KSL at Night. Stick with us. We're going to talk about a House bill on anti-Semitism coming up next.